are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I'm looking at this here. Has the Batman movie received bad reviews? You know, I'm a little confused by the Batman movie the last couple times. Christopher Nolan, I think, takes a dark spin on the whole Batman movie. And I know many of these characters are supposed to have dark lives, like the Spider-Man movie. You know, we all look at the Spider-Man movie as kind of happy, you know, because blue and red colors, you know, and it's a kid's figurine, and, you know, kids have Spider-Man pillows and all that. But, you know, it's a dark story, you know, because his uncle dies, and his uncle dies because he, you know, could have stepped in, and he didn't. He was thinking about himself temporarily, etc. But, you know, I loved Batman when it had Robin and all the cool gadgets. You know, even the old Batman show from the 60s, right? I like it when, you know, they kind of take the darkness out. And unfortunately, the last couple Batman movies, they've gotten pretty dark. Now, you know, watching the one with Heath Ledger a few years back was really chilling. You know, because it was after Heath Ledger died and he had done an amazing performance. You know, some of the most gifted actors or gifted artists, like, you know, like Beethoven and you know, Bach and Mozart, etc. You know, they've been known to have mood disorders, either be bipolar or have conditions like Asperger's, and some of the most brilliant artists have been been also known to have suffered with certain internal issues. And you know, it kind of, you know, when you see Heath Ledger's performance, you know, you wonder if he's, as you know, was one of the gifted artists that had an internal struggle. Nobody ever thought Heath Ledger committed suicide, but when they found him naked in his bed after taking medications, I always thought it was a, you know, poor mix of medications, and that might have been what had done it. You know, you still wonder, you know, especially when they're that gifted. So, but anyway, very dark movie. Very dark. So I guess The Dark Knight Rises has been getting some nasty reviews. And I guess a site, RottenTomatoes.com, I haven't looked at the site yet, but apparently they had to suspend some of the user comments because they were getting death threats. Is that true? Now, I know Rush Limbaugh was upset at this movie because he said that the villain in the movie, his name was Bane. But Bane has been a character in the Batman series for a while. Bane was even in the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Uma Thurman. Remember Uma Thurman? I thought he was saying Vane in that movie. Remember? That was, by the way, my favorite Batman movie. My favorite Batman movie was a movie where it was all colorful and, you know, Mr. Freeze. I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger did an amazing job in that movie. One of the best acting jobs he's ever done. And we all know he can't act that well. No, Kindergarten Cop was not Arnold Schwarzenegger's best movie. Total Recall, I think he did a good job in. But if you're talking acting, Academy Award winning acting, it was his Mr. Freeze performance in the Batman movie. And of course, George Clooney doesn't even have to act. All he has to do is bob his head. Bobbleheads, I think, were made after him, because they realized how sexy it was for somebody to be just sitting there bobbing his head, so they made bobbleheads. But that was probably my favorite of the Batman movies. But Bane was in there. Bane was in that movie way before Mitt Romney ever was thinking about president. Although I thought the character was saying Vane because you could see all his veins. You know, he's very Venus. You know how men, when they get all muscular, you know, and the you know, the skin kind of thins a little bit, and their veins are all kind of popped and, you know, kind of look like on steroids type of thing. Yeah, that's that was Bane. So, no, I don't think Rush Limbaugh has to worry about anything. I don't think it's anti-Mitt Romney. Although, I do have to tell you, I am really getting sick and tired of these shows and movies always throwing a liberal bend into them, you know. You know, there's always some, you know, little moral that they throw or something that's kind of anti-Republican. And I'm like, can we please just leave politics out of it? The reason why I'm going to the movies is so I get away from all that. I don't want to watch the news. I don't want to, you know, listen to the radio. I just want to go watch a movie and escape. And then they still throw, you know, political stuff in there. And it drives you crazy. But no. I don't, from what I understand, I don't think there's anything, anti-Romney in this movie. My fear is it's going to be very, very dark. And then David Letterman, if he really did goof and tell us the ending when he was interviewing Anne Hathaway, then we know how it ends, which is how we never want a movie to end. And that's also a downer. So I don't know. I think I'll wait to rent it. I need to save money anyway. It's too expensive to go to the movies. Way too, and especially if you 3D it. And then if you throw IMAX on top of that, you might as well go to a Broadway show for what you're paying. It's ridiculous. Now, some of the movies like Regal Theaters, they have those little cards where you rack up points. So you think you're racking up miles and you're not. It's just every few times you use it, you may get a popcorn or you may get a candy for $2. Even though the candy you could buy at Walmart for $1, you know, and you sneak it in. Dr. Dahlia, you're not supposed to tell people to sneak candy into movie theaters. I do. I mean, you know, if I have to suffer carrying a big purse like I do, you know, being the mom of a family with two boys, I always have to carry their toys and bottles of water, their crap, especially my issues until I hit menopause. I need to carry around a big purse. And if I'm going to, you know, have to, you know, endure the pain of a big purse, I might as well throw, you know, the sodas and the, they shouldn't be drinking sodas anyway, but the water bottles and the candy and the, well, they shouldn't be eating candy. You know what? I shouldn't take the big purse in the movie theater. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, eggs are a lot more healthy than we think, per one group of scientists. So we'll talk about that. And a lot of you like eggs. We got a peeping Tom peeking into the Chinese women's bathroom. Don't ask. Not sure why. I guess somebody who was pretty ticked off at his ex-girlfriends decides to create dating profiles for them and puts one on a prisoner dating site. We're also going to talk about if your job could put your child at risk for birth defects. All right, and we're going to talk about what jobs appear to be safe and what jobs could put your child at risk for birth defects. And this is if you're the dad. It's kind of an interesting article. So don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. Don't forget to download the Android app. It's free. You can do that on break and then get back to the show. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. As you can see, our show talks about everything, whether it's health, politics, entertainment. We talk about everything because there's just so many interesting topics. But one of the hottest topics now, and probably controversial, is this voter ID law, where new voter ID laws are now, I think they've passed in 10 states, where you can't vote if you don't show your ID. Simple. Right? You can't buy alcohol if you don't show your ID. Now, right now, which states have this law? Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. These 10 states require voters to show photo identification, but a new study out of the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School says it's going to make it very difficult for millions of Americans to cast ballots, and they say likely will drive down turnout among minorities, the poor, and elderly. They say 1 in 10 Americans lack the necessary government-issued photo IDs. Why is that? 10% of us are walking around with no ID? That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I didn't get my driver's license right away. My folks were scared when I was a kid that I would get into an accident. They thought I would drive too fast. So they didn't want me to get a driver's license. So I don't think I got my driver's license until I was over 18. But I knew that before I got my driver's license, I was going to have to either go to the DMV or go wherever to get an ID. Because you need ID. If you use a credit card, you need to show ID. if I were to turn 21 and hypothetically buy alcohol, I was going to need an ID. You always needed an ID. That's just something I always thought of. I mean, my parents always had to have their papers, or, you know, grandparents too. It was just, and so I'm kind of shocked that people go around every day without having an ID. Now, of course, you know, this article comes from Chicago Tribune News, saying most of the new laws were passed by Republican-controlled legislatures and the voting blocks that analysts say the laws are most likely to affect typically this would hurt the Democrats, although I know a lot of elderly, you know, people are independent, Republican and Democrat. My question, though, with this is, didn't at the last election, weren't people, you know, busing people in to vote? I mean, if elderly and poor and minorities, according to this article, can't get to an ID, a building that offers IDs, then how were they going to vote? How were they going to vote? Use transportation to vote? I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Everybody should have ID. They say about one quarter of African Americans, 16% of Hispanics, 18% of Americans over age 65 do not have the type of ID that voting laws require. Well, you have plenty of time. Get the ID. And another thing I'm confused about is I always had to show ID when I voted. Were you able to vote without an ID before in the past? And how did that happen? You just walked up saying, hi, I'm Sharon Osbourne, or I'm Britney Spears. Oh, hi, Miss Spears. Go to voting booth number 4. I couldn't do that. I had to show my ID. So I don't know how people have been voting all these years without one. And I don't know how they're going around and, you know, when you rent an apartment, you need ID. When you apply for a job, you need ID. So all these people that don't have IDs have never had a job? I don't know. I mean, when we hire employees, you have to have a government-issued ID. I don't get it. If I'm naive, please correct me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But if we're all supposed to have IDs anyway, you can't get jobs without it. You can't buy alcohol without it. You can't use a credit card without it. You can't rent an apartment. You can't buy a house. You can't do anything without an ID. And they're saying, well, these people that are poor or underserved or elderly won't be able to get a voter ID because they have lack of transportation. How are they getting to the voting booths? And how are people voting without the ID to begin with? So I'm just a little confused. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. A study came out saying men and women exposed to chemicals in the workplace could actually increase their odds of having an infant with a birth defect. And not just mothers, fathers too. They say fathers who have certain jobs like mathematicians, physicists, computer scientists, artists, photographers, food service workers, landscapers, hairdressers, makeup artists, all get exposed to certain chemicals that can in turn increase risk of birth defects in their offspring. They say children of photographers and photo processing workers were about 3 times as likely to have congenital glaucoma as offspring of men who worked in other occupations. 3 times as likely. Now, of course, primary congenital glaucoma, really rare, about 1 in 10,000 infants affected, causes blindness. But still, you know, the fact that men in photography have that higher incidence, you know, it must get to the sperm somehow. They say the jobs that were not associated with birth defects were architects, designers, healthcare workers, dentists, firefighters, fishermen, car assembly workers, entertainers, foundry workers, stonemasons, glass blowers, painters, train drivers, soldiers, and commercial drivers. Yet, jobs that were linked to specific birth defects were artists, and kids would have problems with their mouth, eyes and ears, gut, limbs, heart. The photographers and photo processors, these infants had issues with cataracts, glaucoma, insufficient eye tissue. Drivers, their offspring had issues with glaucoma, insufficient eye tissue. Landscaper and gardeners had gut abnormalities. So a glass blower and a painter, no issues with the kids or the infants when they were born. Yet, landscapers and gardeners, yes. They say men shouldn't be worried about changing jobs right now, but you may want to look at the organic solvents, the pesticides, and see what you're being exposed to. I mean, my father, he was filthy when he came from work. He would fix appliances in people's houses. So go to their houses or apartments, you know, and fix their refrigerator. The most famous appliance he fixed, most famous celebrity was Adrian Barbeau, you know, from Maud. Yeah. And from Cannonball Run. Yeah, he said he wasn't nervous. You know, she had an issue with your appliance, and he went and he fixed it. Oh, she thought he was handsome. She thought my dad was handsome. Of course, my mom was like, mm-hmm. She hitting on my man. But other than that, no. So go and it'd come home black with oil and grease. And then he'd take Comet and throw the Comet right on his hands and clean. And my mom wouldn't let us kiss him until he was in the rinsing process. And then we were able to all go up and hug Daddy and all that. I don't think any of us have birth defects. I'm in radio and I'm a doctor. So far, it looks like my kids are okay. They're loud-mouthed and they're opinionated. That's a problem. Of course, they're looking at what solvents can cause heart defects in children. They say some solvents can increase the risk of a baby having a heart defect by 60% to 70%, even though the overall risk of having a baby with a heart defect is 1 in 1,000. Organic solvents, you know, used like a dissolving or dispersing thing like fats, oils, waxes, used in chemical manufacturing, paints, varnishes, adhesives, dyes. These are things that are highly volatile, breathed, you know, you can breathe it in, you can absorb through the skin. You know, I'm still waiting for a study on sunscreen. You know, I mean, we put lotions on, we put makeup on religiously, but in terms of body surface area, we put sunscreen on and very thickly, right, and abundantly. And, you know, I'm wondering, because there's dye, I mean, some sunscreens smell really good because, you know, it reminds you of the beach. And you wonder if some of those things could cause issues, whether it'll be a birth defect of a future child. Or if it causes certain issues. I mean, I'm a huge fan of protecting yourself against the sun so you don't get skin cancer. But it always makes me a little nervous when I see everybody lather themselves up with drippy sunscreen. Because your skin is open. Your pores breathe. You absorb things on the skin. You know, I mean, these little transdermal estrogen patches or your testosterone androgel. We could put it on your skin because it readily absorbs it. So if your skin can absorb medicines, don't you think they can absorb chemicals that aren't medications? Things that shouldn't be in your body, a little foreign? So it makes me a little nervous. I'm a huge fan of water shirts. Whenever my kids go swimming, I put them in their little water shirts. This way I only have to put the sunscreen on where their neck and their hands show. I always throw it on their scalp because I don't want them to get a melanoma on their scalp. Luckily, they're boys, so we could always cut their hair short and take a look. But who knows if the 80s will come back and they want to have long hair later. And they won't let Mama touch them. Like, Mom, don't touch me. Don't touch me, Mom. Then I can't check their hair or their scalp. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study released today saying surgery is not needed for most early stage prostate cancer, and you could live just as long by just watching it and doing nothing. Just sit and let the cancer stay, right? And they could predict that nothing will happen in terms of your lifespan, which confuses the heck out of me, because isn't cancer unpredictable? Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, we can predict cancer all the time, especially prostate cancer. We can predict it. No, cancer is not 100% predictable. That is why many of us want to treat it. We don't want to watch and wait. Anyway, they say this is a landmark study, of course. Insurance companies are going to go crazy with this one. Yay, we don't have to pay for radical prostatectomies or treatment. We just have to cover watch and wait. Yeah, meanwhile, they don't let you check PSAs either. How are we supposed to watch and wait our prostate cancer if we're not allowed to get a PSA test? Tell me that one. Anyway, one in six men usually get afflicted with prostate cancer. The study... This is being reported in the LA Times, which focuses on cancer still confined to the prostate. So we're talking about early stage, okay, if it's still confined to the prostate, as opposed to the advanced stages that spread. should reassure patients who want to avoid distressing side effects of surgery, but still protect their lives. If embraced by patients and doctors, the new information stands to radically change prostate cancer management in the U.S., Lord have mercy, where the majority of early prostate cancers are treated aggressively with surgery or radiation therapy. Of course, they want to save money. They'd love to save money. They'd love to save money. Now, mind you, having a radical prostatectomy, having surgery on your prostate, the sexual dysfunction, it's debilitating. It is. Urinary issues. I have a patient who has bowel issues. His prostate cancer was found when he was in his late 40s. I get nervous when we find cancer in your 40s or 50s. I think that cancer could be a little bit more aggressive than if we find the cancer when you're 80 or 90. You know, many times we've been told that you will outlive, or the cancer will outlive you, right? Why, Dr. Dahlia, should I get treatment for prostate cancer if by the time it's going to kill me, I'm going to die of something else? All right, well, look, Nelson Mandela turns 94, right? Andy Rooney was, what, 92? The I Love Lucy producer, 90. All right, we don't think in the medical field that your lifespan ends in your 60s anymore. I think the male lifespan and life expectancy is now moving rapidly through the 80s. Now, not everybody. I mean, we still have heart attacks. We still have strokes. We still have cancer. We still have accidents. But we're seeing more and more people live well into their 90s. Whereas, you know, just even a decade or two ago, it was, well, males' life expectancy 68.5 years and then 69 years. You know, so we thought living to your 60s was average. And you know, I've spoken in great detail how, you know, the men in my family, nobody lived past 63. And so when my dad turned 62, 63, my mom's like, oh, this is your year, you know. He's like, shut up, woman. And he ends up dying. So, you know, in my family, you know, men don't live past their 60s. They don't. And which is why if my brothers are listening to me on air right now, you better get your butts to the doctor and get yourself checked, okay? All right, because I know you're stubborn and you don't like going to doctors and you don't like me. Go to your doctor and get yourself checked. My brothers are so stubborn. They don't like, I don't want to go to the doctor. Why do I have to go to the doctor? Doctors do stuff to you. Well, duh. What are we supposed to do? Now, okay, so here we have the study, the much-anticipated results of the so-called PIVOT trial. I'll give you something to pivot. Reported today in the New England Journal of Medicine that surgery provided a slight benefit for patients with higher-risk early cancers. The group included men whose blood levels of prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, were above 10 nanograms per milliliter, or who had larger tumors with cells that were more abnormal in appearance. And because the average age of these men in the trial were 67, with only 10% under age 60, the implication for younger men who had more potential years ahead of them are less certain, they say. But overall, the clinical trial, the largest of its kind, they say, should be welcome news for men diagnosed with early prostate cancer. Now, men, I don't have a prostate, so I can't speak for the average man. And I know some of you are like, thank God, Dahlia, let us do our own speaking. Of course I will, of course. Okay, I won't speak for my husband. My husband won't even get the prostate test done. I mean, he won't. I can't even get the chick's cholesterol. But, I mean, men, if you were told you had cancer, all right, and it was possibly, it was a slower type of cancer, would you want to just watch and wait? Makes some sense. But what if the doctor is wrong about it being slow or about its staging? What if we're wrong? Well, Dr. Dahlia, they said, you know, the PSA has to be greater than 10. I've diagnosed prostate cancer with people with normal PSAs. By the time we see it as a clinician, it's at a certain stage. Oh, sorry, I forgot to shut off my phone. Oh, rule number one, shut off your phone. I'm sorry. Oh, was that your phone? Guys, shut off your phone. It sounds like my phone's on. My listeners. Anyway, when I run a PSA, and we've talked about this, you know, the speed at which a PSA could rise, normal's between roughly 0 to 4. So if I have somebody whose PSA was 1, and then the next year it jumps to 2, that's pretty significant. That's a whole 1 point rise. We don't want it rising more than 0.5 in a year. So I send them to the urologist. Many of them have been found to have early prostate cancer. Now, I mean, if their PSA is normal and we find it, and let's say multiple biopsies, and, you know, when they biopsy your prostate, sometimes they take 15 of them, and only one of them had it. Okay, you know, I'm a little bit more convinced that this is probably very early. And if you show me that the biopsy sites circulating the one that had cancer appear to be clear, I'm, you know, kind of okay with it. But where we doctors always get duped is when we have patients with a recurrence of breast cancer, we think we got it all. We think it's gone. We're watching tumor markers, and yet a little piece spread, got into the blood system. Remember, blood vessels have to feed these cancer tumors. And cancer is chaotic. By its nature, by its definition, it doesn't do things predictably. So I'm not saying everybody with a low-stage prostate cancer needs a radical prostatectomy. No, I will never say that. But I'm also not going to be completely comfortable with a let's sit here and twiddle our thumbs type of attitude. I don't know if this is politically driven. I don't know if it's economically driven, but what I do know is cancer a lot of times wins, and it wins because we get duped. It's crafty. It spreads into a blood cell, and it goes places where you wouldn't think it would go. Now, yes, some cancers have some predictable spreading patterns, like prostate many times will go to bone. You know, but for me, I would be a little paranoid if I had a prostate and I had back pain. Now, we get back pain very commonly and has nothing to do with cancer. But, you know, I don't know how many men would be comfortable with this watch and wait, because if they know one of the places prostate cancer decides to spread to is the back, and they have back pain because they used to play football or sports, or, you know, they have some degenerative disc disease, that's going to be pretty frustrating. And if I did choose, as a man, to watch and wait, well, then I'd want to be PET scanned pretty often. And you almost wonder if the imaging and the frequent testing would cost more than just treating the early cancer and dealing with it already. All right, guys, don't go away. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Android users, we have a free Dr. Dahlia app. Just go to my website and you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show app for free. Helps you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. Hopefully you do want. Of course, please follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. All right, so a scorned Houston man allegedly created numerous fake online dating profiles for two of his ex-girlfriends, including one on a website for prisoners. Whew, he was mad. MyFoxHouston.com reports that 30-year-old Carl Wayne McGraw Jr. has been accused by two women of creating multiple fake dating profiles for them online, using their real names, email addresses, home addresses, and phone numbers. Scary stuff. The first woman says she discovered several fake profiles for herself online after dating him for 2 months. One of the profiles said she was a porn star and included her home and work addresses. That's really interesting. You know, I very frequently get a friend ad by somebody, whether it's by Twitter or Facebook or whatever, who says they're a porn star. And I look at these girls going, why? First of all, I don't know them, you know, and I'm like, I doubt they listen to the show. And I doubt they would say, hi, I'm a porn star, an ad. And then I'm like, okay, well, these girls are just, you know, slutty. But then it's like, well, wait a second, duh. It's probably ex-boyfriends making these profiles up or ex-partners, etc. Scary stuff. Second woman says she dumped McGraw after 5 months of dating because she caught him in multiple lies. She claims he hacked her email and created an account for her on cellpals.com, which is a pen pal website for prison inmates. She says she also found a fake Facebook account. Yeah, somebody made a fake Facebook account for Joe on MasterChef. You know, he's the chef that is kind of mean, right? He'll taste the food and just, I know you'd think Gordon Ramsay would be the most mean because of Hell's Kitchen, but Gordon Ramsay, kitten, just a pussycat compared to Joe. And it's interesting because when you look up Joe's fake Facebook account, they say some, you know, pretty mean stuff about him. I'm a dork. I'm this. So obviously, that's fake. Okay, so ladies or men, you know, the internet is the first place people turn to when they hate you. And they will blast you all over. I hate to say this, that, but I almost, you know, kind of fell into the same behavior when I was kind of furious. I, you know, in planning the next autistic gala, you know, event for Fast for Kids, where we're raising money for autistic children and their educational needs, and I wanted to do something different with centerpieces. And it's amazing, you know, what you could do. Save money rather than hiring a florist. I love making centerpieces. You know, you get the vase, you know, you could throw the rocks in it, you throw some food coloring in it, throw a little candle. Very easy, very simple. So the vases came in yesterday, most of them broken. I was furious, and I'm not going to name the name of the company. Okay, I don't have to go there. They're going to work on it with me, but originally they weren't. Nobody bubble wrapped it. There was one little piece of tissue in each vase, and they were each in individual cardboard boxes, but when UPS brought them, completely shattered, except for a couple. So when I called them up to, you know, get them exchanged, well, you need to take pictures of each and every one, and I go, can't you hear the glass in the background? No, I'm not going to cut myself. Take them back. And she was really rude. So I'm like, I want a manager. Now, whenever you ask for a manager, right, they always get up, right? They put you on hold. Then they come back and say, I'm sorry, he's unavailable. Of course they didn't go and get the manager. So I'm like, I want my money back. I mean, I'll go get, you know, vases and centerpieces elsewhere. It's a shame because, I mean, they really were the cheapest. But now I know why, because they don't pay for bubble wrap to wrap them, and they send them to you all broken. Maybe they were broken and she just put the broken glass in the box. I don't know. So I couldn't get a hold of anybody. She was the only one answering the phone. Maybe it's her own store. So I found them on Facebook, and I just wrote, hey, guys, I had some issues with your customer support staff. She was rude. Can I please talk to a manager? I'd like to rectify this ASAP. And, of course, she's the one that contacted me. So it looks like, you know, it's a one-man show over there. I wanted to because I was so mad at this customer support person, and who is apparently the owner, say, look, you sent me a bunch of broken glass. You beep, 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 beep. But I didn't. But, you know, there's something to being able to communicate. And I don't think it's because we're weenies and we're trying to hide behind the internet and you know, because we're not speaking to them face to face. I think a lot of times when somebody hangs up on you, that stops communication. When my husband hangs up on me, or I hang up on my husband, it infuriates us. So what do? I send him an email. I will not be stifled. I'll send him an email. God, I don't understand why you did this. You know, and I email it because I don't want to be stifled. And so people, when they're mad, and they're mad about something, whether they logically have a right to or they're just kooky, they will go to the internet. And so, unfortunately, with this person, I mean, he's going to be up on charges. The one that created profiles for, you know, his ex-girlfriends for online impersonation. But people, if you have any issues with a client, if you have any issues with a boyfriend or girlfriend, check Google yourself, Yahoo yourself, in private, no, on the internet, and see what people are saying. Every single month, a slew of things gets spewed about my practice, because that's when the billing department sends people to collections. I mean, if it's been, you know, 120 days, 200 days, 360 days, and finally the billing department gets their act together and sends them to collections, that, you know, that the 3 or 4 days later after they get contacted, we get beat up all the time. I mean, it happens. But think about that. That also will, you may be in the right to break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, etc. But now people have the potential to rip you to pieces. And it's at the point now where I don't believe anything I read online. People said Ice Age 2, the new Ice Age movie was bad. No, it wasn't. It was great. The new Ice Age movie was wonderful. I thought the Ice Age movie Academy Award winning. So it's at the point now where, because anybody could say anything online, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. It's frustrating. But yeah, definitely always check to see what people are putting, and check to see if there's fake profiles on you. Google yourself every day. Okay. Stop the giggles. All right. So I guess a study came out saying eggs are a lot healthier than we think. They're lower in fat, cholesterol, calories, and contain more vitamin D than once thought. So even though 30 years ago scientists were saying stay away from eggs because of the cholesterol, they say our eggs now has actually less fat than the eggs sold back in the 80s. They contain either 1.3 grams rather than 1.7 grams of fat. They contain 25 micrograms less cholesterol. They contain more vitamin D, 1.6 micrograms of vitamin D compared to 0.9. So as long as you don't fry it and put a crap load of butter and, you know, drop it on the floor half a dozen times when you try to make them sunny side up, you, may not have to worry so much about eggs, unless, of course, you mix it up with your corned beef hash and the bacon and the grits and the French toast. But, you know, having a hard-boiled egg, great source of protein. All right, and I guess somebody's been arrested for being a peeping Tom, trying to peek in on Chinese Olympian swimming teams in the Olympic Games. Yeah, he got busted for voyeurism. I got to tell you, there's a lot of debacles going on already with the Olympics. But we'll just keep you posted as we get more. All right, guys, download the Dr. Dahlia app, follow me on Twitter, and tune in for another hour if you can. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.